This is Decoded Datebook for December 20th. Christmas bells ring in many forms. Church bells, jingle bells, sleigh bells, all bringing forth heartwarming holiday memories. Salvation Army bells also hearken recollections of bygone December days. It was on this date, in 1894, that the Grand Forks Corps of the Salvation Army first became established, tasked with doing good works and deeds of Christian charity for the poor and downtrodden. At 8 o'clock in the evening, on December 20th, 20 members of the Salvation Army marched along a downtown Grand Forks street, playing music on cornet and tambourine and singing songs to attract a crowd to its barracks building near the security block. The barracks filled to the doors with people, and the Salvation Army captain and lieutenants held a spirited evangelistic meeting. Thus began the Salvation Army's crusade in Grand Forks, helping poor folks by providing food, shelter, and clothing, and by bringing the gospel to the spiritually needy. The organization came to America from England, founded by William Booth, a former Methodist minister who, in 1865, conducted Christian mission meetings for impoverished people in London's East End slums. In 1878, Mr. Booth changed the mission's name to the Salvation Army, with uniforms and a military-style leadership. The Army arrived in America in 1880. Those first weeks of stirring music from Salvation Army workers in Grand Forks in 1894 were successful. The singing, shouting, and praying on street corners attracted people to indoor meetings. The Salvation Army was non-denominational and kept itself free from any theological entanglements in order to gain cooperation from all Christian denominations. By January of 1895, the Grand Forks chapter reported 40 conversions to Christian faith since its first meetings. Years passed, and new methods arrived. By 1910, Grand Forks witnessed its first Salvation Army kettles on street corners with the slogan, "Keep the pot boiling," inviting passers-by to toss money into the kettle to provide Christmas baskets for poor families in local neighborhoods. In that era, it cost $3.57 for a family's good Christmas meal in a basket, containing a turkey, sugar, coffee, butter, potatoes, apples, fresh bread, crackers, corn, celery, cranberries, pie, cake, and pickles, and a gospel tract. More years passed. The Salvation Army officers replaced the iron kettles with distinctive bright red kettles with warmly dressed bell ringers, encouraging shoppers to contribute coins to offer Christmas cheer for many. Today's Decoded Datebook is written by Dr. Steve Hoffman. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.